Ask first.
可以借我玩吗?
It is a nice Saturday afternoon. Ryan's older sister, Emma, is doing homework. Ryan doesn't have homework. He is playing with Emma's teddy bear.
美好的星期六下午，莱恩的姐姐艾玛正在写功课。莱恩没有功课，他在玩艾玛的泰迪熊。
Ah! Don't play with my bear, says Emma.
But you weren't playing with it,
says Ryan. Mr. Fuzzy is my favorite doll, she tells him. You need to ask me first.
你不要玩我的小熊啦。
可是你现在又没有在玩。
毛茸茸先生是我最喜欢的玩偶。你要玩之前应该要先问过我。
Later, Ryan sneaks into Emma's room. He really likes her toys. He wants to open the toy box. Emma won't know.She's not home. She's at art class.
那天稍晚的时候，莱恩趁机溜进艾玛的房间。他真的很喜欢艾玛的玩具。他想打开他的玩具箱。艾玛应该不会发现，他却上美术课不在家。
Hello again, Mr. Fuzzy.
Ryan finds the bear in the toy box.
Oh, the King Froggy puzzle,
Ryan says.
I've always wanted to do this puzzle.
Ryan is very excited.
莱恩在玩具箱里发现了小熊。
你好。毛茸茸先生，我们又见面了。
接着，莱恩看到了青蛙国王拼图。
哦，是青蛙国王拼图哎！我一直都很想要拼这个拼图呢。
Ryan plays with Emma's toys.
哈哈哈哈哈！呜呼
！He says.
They are all mine to play with now.
He takes even more things out of the toy box. He makes a mess.
莱恩开心玩着艾玛的玩具。
呜呼！现在所有的玩具我都可以玩了耶！
他从玩具箱里拿出更多玩具。而且还弄得一团乱。
Hi, Mom! I'm home! Says Emma. Emma comes back from art class.
Lucky me!
Thinks Ryan.
I put the toys back just in time.
艾玛上完美术课回来了。
嗨，妈，我回来喽！
莱恩一脸得意，心想：“
真幸运，幸好我及时把玩具都放回去了。”
Emma goes to her room. What happened to my toys? She says, "The dolls are stuffed in the box. The puzzle is not put together."Ryan made this terrible mess.
当艾玛回到她的房间时，看到玩偶都被塞进箱子里，拼图看起来也是一团乱。
哼，我的玩具怎么变成这样了？哎呀，这一定是莱恩弄的。
Ryan played with my toys. Emma tells Mom. How do you know? Asks Mom. Everything is in the wrong place, says Emma. He never asks me first.
艾玛跟妈妈说，
莱恩偷玩我的玩具。
你怎么知道？
所有东西都不在原来的地方。他拿我玩具，从不先问过我。
Ryan, is this true? Mom asks.
She wasn't playing with the toys,
says Ryan. Emma feels angry. She would let him play with her toys, but he needs to ask.
莱恩，姐姐说的是真的吗？
反正他刚才也没有在玩玩具嘛。
艾玛觉得很生气，他会让莱恩玩他的玩具，但是他应该要先询问艾玛。
You always have to ask, Mom tells Ryan. Emma's toys are not yours. You must respect her things. Emma wasn't home.So you need to wait until she comes back. Be brave and say sorry.
妈妈告诉莱恩，你一定要先征求别人的同意，才能拿他们的东西。艾玛的玩具不是你的，你必须尊重她的东西。就算艾玛不在家，你也一定要等她回来。问过他之后才能玩。现在你应该要勇敢地去跟他道歉。
I'm sorry,
Ryan tells Emma.
I should always ask first. I will remember next time.
That's okay, says Emma. Please help tidy my toy box.Then we can play together.
对不起，我应该要先经过你的同意，我下次会记得。
艾玛牵起莱恩的手，笑着说：
没关系，请帮我一起整理玩具箱，然后我们就能一起玩了。